on the house. Jesse Davis is a local real estate agent. He joins us once a month to talk about topics related to buying, selling, building, or improving our homes. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, good morning. It's great to talk to you guys. It feels like it's been longer than a month, doesn't it?
Yes, of course. Does time, what time doesn't mean anything anymore, does it?
No. It's I've been kind of, you know, that once in a lifetime talking head song.
Yeah.
That's been going through my head quite a bit lately. So, I think I can't even remember all of David Byrne's wonderful lyrics, but I mean, you know, it's just about time is in flux. Time is sort of a human construct. So,
yeah. All right, so today we're going to kind of talk about what the housing market is like right now. And
yeah,
it, for me, since I'm not in looking or to buy or to sell, it seems like a pandemic would be a really slow time for you.
You know, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, it's not. This is always the busiest time of year. And this is the time of year where if I've got folks that are thinking about listing, I'm like, if you don't get this puppy on by June 15th, then don't even bother. Because people, you know, once July hits, people are going to be on vacations, and then they're going to be trying to squeeze the last bit of summer in August. You might have a week in September before school starts, or, you know, the first week of September. And then it's really settled down. And, of course, like so many other things, you know, we're expecting the unexpected now. And we've just seen a lot of, you know, a lot of activity. Realtors and those involved with buying and selling of homes have been exempt from these stay-at-home orders because, you know, housing is really integral to people's health and safety. Of course, we've changed our safety protocols, masks, and you know, asking the folks whose homes that we're going into to open your closet doors, to leave the lights on, give us as few opportunities to be flipping light switches or opening doorknobs, and then when we do, to be using gloves or to have those you know, sanitizing wipes that we're using there. But yeah, no, we've been a bunch of busy folks. And, you know, one of the main reasons is there's just not that much out there to buy. There's about a third less than there was last year. Hmm. So we just kind of got our 2019 to 2020 May and year-to-date 2019, year-to-date 2020 comparisons. And they're both down about, well, between 30 and 36%. And so, of course, when there's less to buy, you know, there's more competition for that. And so we're seeing, you know, homes that, you know, a year ago this time might be on the market for $165,000 go get listed at $179,000. And it's just kind of crazy because that house isn't any different than it was a year ago. But there's just that much little to buy, and folks don't seem to be really putting the brakes on their purchasing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know.
So is there, tell us about like the people that you're working with, not specifically, of course, but.
You don't want me to tell you about Jane? She's doing great.
No, but kind of what people, you said there's not as many houses up for sale, but what are people looking for right now? Is there any commonality in that?
Well, you know, I have definitely noticed some people that are looking for something that has a little more calm, more space, more land, trees. It does seem like people are, you know, looking at home as that safe haven, as that refuge a little bit more. And that could be totally anecdotal, me seeing that through my own lens. But I have had quite a few calls from folks, you know, in metro areas or even beyond Minnesota who just are saying, hey, you know what? I want to look at this property in the middle of, you know, Togo, or, you know, south of Effie, because, you know, I don't mind driving if I've got some space and you know, I can grow a little of my own food or something like that. So I definitely think that this has people thinking about the countryside, rural, as a more viable option. So it's been very interesting to see how places that are hooked up to high-speed fiber are really being in demand. And if a place is only hooked up to old DSL, only 10 megabytes per second, you know, so not that great of internet speeds, that can kill a sale. And so it's you know, every time when I see those Blandon Foundation rural broadband reports, you know, see what's going on out there, I think more than ever that's really important to the viability of our, you know, our rural areas staying in the game. John, I think I cut you off.
I have two things. It's funny because you're talking about people want to get up by Effie and get away from everybody, but yet still they need that high-speed internet. I think that's kind of interesting. And how about Lakeshore?
You know, that was something when this first kind of, you know, became a new reality, I thought, well, you know, we'll see strong sales in town. You know, people got to have a house so they can go to, you know, live. But these secondary homes, they're going to be struggling. And I remember talking to my fellow, I'm the board secretary of the Itasca County Board of Realtors. And I always, when we have our monthly meetings, I always kind of try and just take the pulse. And we just haven't seen those secondary homes slow down either because, again, less inventory. I mean, if there's a home that gets listed on Pickhagama and it's under $400,000, expect that to be available for sale for less than 7 days. Wow. You know? I mean, it's bonkers. Now, granted, Pickhagama is close enough to town that could very well be your regular home, but places on Turtle Lake or you know, farther up north, they're still high properties, and we're seeing people from the Twin Cities Metro more willing to instead of being able to drive on 94 all the way to Alex or to Detroit Lakes or to make that trip up to Brainerd where it's a little bit quicker, we're seeing those folks more and more willing. And again, broadband being a big card to play in that, but more willing to come up an extra hour or so drive just to have a little bit more space and to get a little bit more for their money.
We're talking to Jesse Davis. It's On the House. We're talking about the housing market right now in northern Minnesota. So to me, if someone, you know, kind of thinks maybe we'll sell, downsize in the next couple of years, now might be a good time to get on it.
Well, it's an interesting double-edged sword because it's a wonderful time to sell your house and it's a crappy time to buy one. So I think that's kind of a little bit of what's behind this inventory issue is we've got people who are thinking, yeah, you know, within the next couple of years, we want to downsize, we want a different home, or we want to upsize or whatever, but they're not seeing something that they want to buy, or they're seeing stuff move so quickly that they're getting discouraged. One of the last listings that I put on, when I had met with the sellers back in February, you know, I had done my market analysis based on 2.5 years of similar houses for sale in the area, and you know, came up with here's the range that I think we should list this in. It was listed 2 weeks ago, and we listed it for what would that have been? Over 10% more. We had an offer within 24 hours that was $1,000 over asking price.
Wow.
So I think that's a good little microcosm of just how different things are. And when something pops up, people are just ravenous. And we're not used to that in Itasca County. You know, in the Duluth market, in the Twin Cities market, I mean, it's those things where there are honestly people who have put in an offer on maybe 25 different properties before they get one. And they'll put an offer in sight unseen because there's just that much demand. And, you know, for me, that sounds like a nightmare. You know, I think there's probably some people who have a personality that would thrive in that sort of, you know, high stakes gamble of that. But, you know, I've always been kind of glad that we had a little bit less pandemonium up here. But it's starting to change a little bit. And it makes it particularly tough for folks that have to sell a house to buy it. And that's what we call in the industry a contingent offer, where you say, hey, I want to buy your house. Here's the price and terms. But we got to wait to sell my house in order to buy your house. And so we're getting more and more people who are putting their houses up to sell before they find a house that they want to buy. And then they've got that house sold, and it turns out, oh, crud, there's nothing else I can buy. And so they're just getting really stressed out. They don't have a home that they think they know where they're going to. And I've been dealing with some colleagues who have some clients that are putting offers in now on houses that they never would have really considered. So it definitely has some negative repercussions.
So what are we talking for interest rates, Jesse?
I'm really glad you brought that up, John. So, the average, home price and the median sales price in May of 2019 was $160,000. Now, the median sales price this year is $179,500. So we're looking at about a 12%, difference there. But I was just looking at interest rates. And, of course, if you don't know, because of COVID and the Fed trying to kind of goose the economy to make sure that things stay on the tracks as much as they can, we've seen interest rates go to just historically low rates. And that's been a huge boon, not only for home sales, but for refinancing. There's just been a ton of people taking advantage of, they might have had rates that were in, 4.75%. Now they can get something, 3.5%, and that saves you a ton of money over time. And so, someone that last year got what I would say is a pretty fair rate of 4.3% on a $165,000 house. And someone who got a 3.5% interest rate, which is almost a little bit high right now, on a house that's $10,000 more. So we're talking about a house that's $10,000 more now than last year. But at current interest rates, that person buying now actually would save $10,000 over the 30-year term of their mortgage. So theoretically, not everyone stays in a home for 30 years, but they would pay $10,000 less for that home, even though it was $10,000 more, just because of the different interest rates. So I think that is something that folks, should consider if they're kind of on the fence, but they see a home that they like. The interest rates that we have now are really, really good. And it is a little bit challenging to get into some of the banks with the social distancing and just everyone kind of running on fumes, but it's definitely, folks should not just rule out making offers on homes. And there's so much uncertainty in what we're going to see month to month right now. I would have never considered things to be this active. I just kind of thought everyone would sort of really step back and slow down, and that hasn't been the case yet. And I think that we may see quite a few listings come on a little bit later in the year. And we may see some of these prices as we get into the fall maybe settle back down a little bit. So it's really tough for me to give advice on the future when there's so little predictability to that future. And it leaves a lot of us scratching our heads.
That is Jesse Davis. This has been On the House. If you have a question you'd like us to take up, it's a once-a-month program. You can email comments at kaxe.org. Jesse, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you both, Heidi and John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.